I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. New charter schools in the state would be subject to a two-step approval process, as well as new laws over disclosing their records. The bill has passed the House and Senate, and now is sitting at the governor's office. The pending bill would require new charter schools to convince both educators and politicians that they're worthy of an investment. Speaking on the Senate floor early Tuesday morning, Senator Gayle Slaughsburg described the change as a clarification of language, not process.
I don't see any changes in terms of the roles that we are playing. I see a change, a very clear change in the language we are using so that all of our members of the public and everyone understands what the actual process and what the roles are.
Jeremiah Grace sees things a bit differently.
These schools stuck in limbo with an initial certificate have to wait for funding from the General Assembly, a political body, before they're actually full charter.
Grace is the state director for the Northeast Charter School Network. He says that the State Department of Education should have final say over approving both the charter school's program and its public funding. In addition to concerns about the new approval process, Grace is worried that the charter schools will now be subject to harassing document requests. The law would require charter schools and their management organizations to give their records to school governance councils, which would then be subject to Freedom of Information requests. AFT Connecticut, a teachers union, has supported the bill, saying it's an important step toward stronger accountability. Information on who donates to charter schools will remain private under the new rules. David DeRoche, WNPR News.